Okay, I'll go ahead. On chart 18 is the investigation board recommendation, which was to develop an interim program of closeout photographs of the critical subsystems that differed from the drawings. The issue here was being able to document the as-flown configuration of the vehicle, which the investigation board had some difficulty doing, sorting through the drawings. So their recommendation was develop an interim program to supplement the drawings with those items as you do your closeout or repair or modifications that differ from the drawings, and put all that in a database so it would be readily available to users to assist in the on-orbit decision-making. The next chart, 19, some of the background on that, the drawing system for the shuttle, specifically the orbiter, has not been kept current with all the modifications and changes that have been going on. The documentation is there. They're called engineering orders, but the drawings themselves have not had all of these changes integrated into them so that you could go to one drawing and find out the configuration of a particular system. You have to integrate all the changes, and some of those changes are in the form of repairs, material review board items that are done in the field. And where the photographs were available of these repairs, be they temporary or permanent, they had difficulty accessing those to supplement the drawings with the computer system. So obviously the goal here was to, in order to establish an accurate representation of the vehicle as flown configuration, beef up the closeout photography system, particularly in those areas where we make changes in the field, and make that readily available to decision makers either in the field or during the mission. The point to be made here, though, that the closeout photographs are not going to replace the drawings, and integrating these changes into the drawings is a program issue that they have to deal with for the life of the program. And the real goal here is to supplement these drawing deficiencies with an enhanced photo documentation program or process, and that's what they've done. The next chart on 20 is the NASA implementation. They have, in order to make sure that the photographs that people are going to need are going to be taken, level requirements, defining and clarifying what is entailed in closeout inspections and the photographs that are required part of that. So establish the material review board conditions, which, and these are changes for the most part that are usually made in the field. Most of them are permanent changes to a minor item, that they all be photographed, documented, and put into what Kennedy is now calling the still image management system, readily available to the users, to make sure that they received the requirement from all the flight elements for this imagery. The program initiated an action for all the elements, specifically to Kennedy, what they wanted photographs of. And that has been done. These requirements have been issued to Kennedy, and they are implementing in their day-to-day operations. Also, the database, SIMS, the acronym, which has actually been in place since 1992 and has over 250,000 images in them, they implemented enhancements to that. They certainly simplified.
Let's see. This is Dick Covey, and I've lost Bob. Anybody else hearing him?
No, Dick. He has been disconnected from the telecon, and we're trying to get him reconnected again.
Okay. Thank you.
And, Dick, this is Jim Adamson. Looks like we may ought to take a note for ourselves that cell phones don't work very good on these.
Yeah. As a rule, they don't, and it sometimes it depends on where you are with them. I think that's a good lesson learned. We knew Bob was going to be mobile, and that might cause some problems. I'm willing to accommodate that in order to have him make the presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick, we're still trying to reconnect with Bob C. I think part of my backup plan is that I think Mr. McCartney may also be able to break these charts, but we'll see if we can get Bob back on the net with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dan Crippen. If Bob gets back on, I'll obviously stop. I just wanted to make a comment that for those of us, or at least for me, not being as familiar with NASA as all of you and having less than 1% of the knowledge of Bob and Forrest, I have been continually impressed on how these apparently straightforward recommendations of CAVE, and I suspect they thought they were more straightforward than it has turned out to be the case as well, are really much more complicated, involving existing systems and the ability of Forrest and Bob to get behind this and make these kinds of recommendations to us has been a lot of work that they have done and to be complimented, but has certainly been a great training for me of how systems integration and these complex systems. It's easy to make offhand comments or recommendations, but very difficult to implement them.
That's Dick Covey, and that's an excellent point, Dan. And I appreciate your observations on it. As one who has not been as close as Bob and Forrest to these issues and to the agency.
Dick, looks like we're still having difficulties trying to connect Bob C.
I'm back on now. Can you copy me?
Yes. And we lost you, Bob, when you started talking about SIMS.
On chart
20.
On 20. Well, let's try again.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, the enhancements to SIMS, as outlined on the chart, they modified the software to make it easier for the users, be they the new users or the experienced people, to get down to a specific component that they're looking for. They included more maps in the database to help the less educated on how to find the part that they're looking for. And they have a procedure out in place, even though all of the updated manuals aren't available to all the users yet. They have an interim procedure out there to help everybody get on board, so to speak. And the other item is the addition to all of the work documents used at Kennedy, a standardized photography step so that in the process of doing inspections or closeouts or repairs, there's the photographers, who are the quality inspectors, by the way, for the contractor, know specifically what to photograph. If there's no questions on that page, we'll go to 21. And are you still with me?
We're here, Bob.
Okay. Well, I'll check after each page. I'm sorry. Photographic equipment upgrades. New cameras have been purchased. And there's now a standard digital camera to be used at all KSC locations for all closeout or material review board type of configuration photographs. And the database and the operation of the database has been changed to make it easy for the photographers to input this data. The training of the photographers is continuing. For the most part at Kennedy, they are trained, and they're, of course, as they do closeout photos now, they're already using the new cameras with the new database. They're also performing the training for the external users at Houston and Marshall, and that has already started with KSC folks training the trainers, so to speak. But there's obviously a lot more users out there that'll get on board as time goes on, and the training program will continue actually for the life of the SIMS database program.
Bob, this is Susan Livingston. Do you know if they've initiated training of the mission evaluation room folks?
They have. Some of the people have been, and the trainers, as it were, who will train the masses out there, so to speak, in Houston, they have completed the training of the trainers. But, you know, training is never done. There will always be new users coming on board at the various locations that'll need the benefit of getting oriented with the system.
Thank you.
Close it. Okay, the next couple of pages is the closeout letter from NASA management and headquarters. So I'll go to chart 24, and it's just an example of what you would see as you enter the SIMS database, and these are pictorials, by the way, which were not available before to help train the uneducated in the configuration of the orbiter how to get to a specific location to find the component that they want the photograph of. The next chart, page 25, we've been fact-finding on this actually since last fall. The formal dates you see there, the program, this was a key item for us, has identified the requirements for closeout photos, not only at the top level, but also for all the elements. And these requirements are being implemented as we speak into the KSC processing. The updates to the SIM database have been demonstrated both locally and off-site, and the response so far of those folks that have been trained has been very positive. Next chart, 26. The planned work that still will be continuing. Of course, the demonstration of this database during a simulation, that will be done. It already has been done at Kennedy in one of the local sims, but it will be when the simulations that have the full-up mission management team, they're going to throw some scenarios in there that'll get more of the users an opportunity to work with this during some of the all-up training, we'll call it. The photographer training is ongoing. They put together a familiarization course, and they're building a just-in-time type of computer-based training to add to the website, as it were, to help people more get on board with this. And the incorporation of the closeout photo requirements are going into the KSC procedures. In the meantime, they have an interim policy directive that is making sure that as items in the vehicle are closed out today, that the adequate photographs are being taken. And, of course, closeout photographs will be taken all the way into launch count. So the project has ongoing work, obviously, but the tools are in place that will ensure that the requirements will be met. And that's why on the last chart, 27, we recommended unconditional closure for this item. All the initiatives that NASA should have taken to satisfy the intent of this recommendation have either been completed or they are work in progress. And that's all I had, unless there's questions.